we're going to just use the regular readings of today, if I can find them. Today is the 10th week. Wrong book. I guess we're going to just stay with where we are. A reading from the book of Genesis. After the man, Adam, had eaten of the tree, the Lord called to the man and asked him, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." Then he asked, "Who told you you were naked? You have eaten then from the tree of which I have forbidden you to eat." The man replied, "The woman who you put here with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, so I ate it." The Lord God then asked the woman, "Why did you do such a thing?" The woman answered, "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." And the Lord said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly you shall crawl, and dirt shall you eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head, while you strike at his heel." The man called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. His foundation upon the holy mountains the Lord loves, the gates of Zion more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. And of Zion they shall say, "One and all were born in her, and he who has established her is the Most High Lord." Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. They shall note when the peoples are enrolled, "This man was born there." And all shall sing in their festive dance, "My home is within you." Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and a disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine. So they put a sponge soaked in wine with a sprig of hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over his spirit. The Gospel of the Lord. And so, as we celebrate the feast of Mary, Mother of the Church, we celebrate as Mary as our mother. And so, the very last thing Jesus gave us was he gave us his mother from the cross. And then John, who always represents the whole church, took Mary into his care. And again, we must always take Mary into our care. You know, not just, "Hey, Mary, I need you, I want you, I need you to do this for me. Hail Mary, take care of me," because it's all about me. But we take her into our care. Mary is always used by all of us, but she must also be loved by all of us. And we don't just use the people we love. Think about how you feel when you only have people around you who use you. You run. Now, Mary's a mother, but she still wants to be loved. Jesus loved Mary. We must love Mary. That means we might tell her every once in a while, "Mary, my mother, I love you." Instead of every moment, "Mary, I want you to do this for me." So today, let's not be like 99% of the people who just use Mary. Let's be the 1% of the people who also love Mary. May you know God's love and Mary's love today and forever. Amen. Let us